Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op online radio network, restoring vitality to you, the planet, and the new year. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a great day, the beginning of 2010.
Yes, it is. And we've been doing our New Year's resolutions and deciding what they are and checking our list and making sure we've been nice, not naughty, and all those sort of good things, and trying to decide what we were going to do for the next year on our show. And I think we've decided that we're going to start tackling diseases. We are on a mission to wipe out diseases in the world. It's a war on disease, that sort of cool stuff. And it's not going to cause any damage to any planes or buildings.
Scott, you know, you have just committed the perfect sin.
I have.
Yes, you did, because you uttered the words, war on disease.
And now it's declared war?
Well, the point is this. This is exactly what's wrong with our entire society. We have a war on drugs, that the drugs are winning. We have a war on terrorists, the terrorists are winning. You know, it's just about impossible to fly an airplane now.
Yes, that was really amazing.
We have a war on cancer, and yet more people die of cancer than ever before. We have a war on obesity, and we have more fat Americans than we've ever had before.
Okay, so maybe we should declare peace on Earth.
Well, there really is an important statement to be made, and it goes something like this. The beatings will continue until you start loving me.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
Yeah, make love, not war?
No. You must have missed it. I will continue to beat you until you start loving me. I'm hoping that you say, that's an impossibility, Martin.
I'm thinking that's kind of backwards.
Well, exactly. So war on disease cannot be won, because you can only create positive things. So when you say something about the peace, yes, there's hope there. So we need to find a way to create health. There's no point having a battle with disease. What we need to have is a love affair with health.
Ah, okay.
But of course,
love affair with health.
Of course, that's an impossibility, because our listeners don't know what that even could be, or what it should look like or feel like. So we will tackle the disease, but we will tackle it differently. We will tackle it from perspective that is very different. I need to explain what I mean by that.
Yes, you do.
If I found rats behind my building, let's just say that I'm running an office, and I have rats in the back alley, and they are becoming a total nuisance. They are now coming into the basement, and they're leaving their droppings everywhere, and so on. If I were a doctor, the way I would deal with this problem would be that I would buy a gun, and I would stay up on all kinds of hours, because rats usually move around at night, so I would stay up late, and I would be shooting the rats with my gun.
Yeah.
And I would also find some poisons, and I would be laying poisons around for the rats to eat. Of course, I would have a bit of a problem with that, because I would also be poisoning the neighborhood pets and other wildlife that would be there. And I also would be getting traps, and I would be trapping the rats. But I would also be having some problems, because I would be trapping all the other animals that are moving around.
Right.
Now, I want to contrast that with what a holistic practitioner would do, such as ourselves. We would think, what keeps these rats in our neighborhood? It usually is a food source. So what feeds the rats here? I'll go into the back alley and I'll start looking for their food source. And I would probably find a restaurant two doors down or some careless...
A big garbage bin.
Yes, I would find some garbage laying around in the area. I would find some food source, and I would figure out some way to remove that food source. And what that would do for the rats is give them two options, either starve to death or move on.
Yeah, and clean the whole area so there's not just junk all around that they can chew on.
Right. I would simply remove their food source. I would find a way to prevent their lifestyle. And this is how we're going to deal with the disease. Disease, chronic disease in human bodies, and the names of these conditions are something like arthritis, fibromyalgia, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, lupus, blah, blah, blah. Many, many names. All of these arise as a result of a rat problem.
Hey, you got a dirty, filthy back alley that needs to be cleaned up.
I believe that there are three major causes of disease: toxicity, malnutrition, and stagnation. Malnutrition is quite straightforward. You're not eating the kind of ingredients that your body needs to rebuild itself or build healthy tissue. Toxicity is caused by presence of toxins that are arriving from outside that shouldn't be there. They could be arriving in the air, in your food. They could be even arriving in your genetics as you're born. You might be born already with toxins on board. Stagnation is, I guess the best example I can give you is a swamp, a lowland somewhere where the water moves very slowly. And when you go there, you will notice that the water is very smelly. You will, when you reach down, you will find all that rich mud that just putrefies slowly. Stagnation is not in a human body. It's caused by lack of exercise. It's caused by lack of movement. It's caused by constipation and things like that. And we need to prevent that too. So those probably are the main tools that we have in order to prevent, mitigate, or heal any disease. Of course, bang, I just said those three words that are the most dangerous word anybody can say. In fact, Scott, you were doing some research in preparation for this conversation, right?
Yes, I was. And I was quite amazed because it seems to be some evidence that the FDA is saying that the really one of my favorite fruits is a drug. And
right.
Wow. And I guess what happened was that the Cherries Pickers and Growers Association had done a scientific study that showed that...
Actually, they didn't do the study. They simply quoted the study. The study was done by independent, perhaps even publicly funded sources. But it was proven scientifically that cherries prevent heart disease. That much we know. There's no doubt of that. What was the sin that the Cherry Growers Association committed was to post that information on their website. So all of a sudden what happened was that cherry was being defined as a drug because it's capable of preventing, mitigating, or curing a disease. Which meant, by definition, that it's a drug, because only drug can cure, prevent, or mitigate a disease. And this is the insanity of the North American medical or the technological medical model. Because we have given, how do I call it? I guess they call it making the goat the gardener. Or putting the fox in charge of the chickens. So here we have the pharmaceutical industry in charge of your health. And of course the arm of the pharmaceutical industry that regulates it is our government. I'm getting myself on very thin ice very quickly here. What essentially what my belief is that money can buy influence. So when you take money and you use it to lobby the government, you get legislation passed that serves the people who have paid for the lobbying.
Right. Well, and what you're looking at here too is censorship and even oppression of scientific information to keep everybody ignorant of what's really out there and controlled. Because what would happen if you had people finding out that there was anti-inflammatory aspects of eating a cherry? Like, well, wow, you know, I got all this joint pain, or I got this pain, or I got that pain. I can eat some cherries and it'll help.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be smart of you to know this?
And I wouldn't have to worry about all the, 50 million side effects that they list on the drugs I'm taking.
Yes. But wouldn't it be interesting that your grocery store could actually put a sign over top of broccoli and say, broccoli prevents cancer, or especially broccoli sprouts? Or if they could say, over the oranges, vitamin C in these oranges prevents cancer. It's the truth. It's a fact. In fact, there was this other study done back in the 1960s by a Nobel Prize winner, Linus Pauling, in which he proved that high vitamin C dosage will cure cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Proved. However, his study was never duplicated by the mainstream medicine. Why is that?
Well, and you also used a word that I think is one that they don't like us using too, which is cured. Right?
Yes.
Gee, you know, there is no cure for any disease, is I think what I've heard people say. And it's just like, oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, we only have treatment for disease.
Yeah.
And we only offer the treatment so long as your insurance doesn't run out.
Yeah.
After your insurance runs out, then we're okay to turn off your life support or turn you over to the alternative health practitioners. They can do with you whatever they want.
That just seems insane.
Right. And the insanity will continue so long as the consumer is willing to stay ignorant of these facts. So your job and mine is to help educate people. Some of them will get it. You must start voting with your dollars, with your wallets. You must start using the technologies that have a chance of creating health in your body instead of illness in your body. Let me use a different example. Do you suppose that your headache is caused by deficiency of acetaminophen?
Not likely, no.
Okay. Is your bellyache caused by a deficiency of ibuprofen?
No.
So why is it that you need to take that?
Good question.
Well, you take that to block the signaling. The only thing it will do, it will remove the signaling, the message.
So I'm no longer in pain, even though whatever is causing the pain is still causing the problem.
Yeah, you're in pain, you just don't hear it. You don't feel it. It's sort of like the signal lights on your dashboard in your automobile just came on, flashing red, and says oil pressure low. And you take a piece of chewing gum and stick it over top of it and say, I don't need this message. I don't want to hear this message. It's inconvenient time for this message. Just go away. That's what you do when you take a painkiller. Because your body's sending you a message. You're hearing, okay, there's time. It's required that you do something differently because I am sending you a pain signal. And when you take a painkiller, You have just simply stuck the chewing gum over top of that signal light. Yes, you can run a little while longer, but the time comes when you run into the wall, when the engine will seize up. And that's what we're dealing with when it comes to the chronic inflammatory disease. There are two kinds of illnesses that befall us. The fast, accidental things, like a bullet wound or a broken leg from a fall or something like that. And for that, I'm extremely grateful for the modern surgical techniques and the modern emergency room medicine that has evolved. I mean, you know, when I'm lying on the sidewalk with my body smashed from something hitting it hard, massage is not the right techniques.
Right.
No amount of vitamin C is going to prevent or mitigate my broken leg.
That's right. It's really about being appropriate. There are appropriate things to do in appropriate situations, and for some reason, well, and we've got lots of reasons, we know a lot of the reasons why, it just seems like we have this health crisis and nobody willing to, everyone wanting to overregulate it to the point where stuff that really can help people is being missed.
Well, I use the word emergency room medicine. What we have is emergency room medicine or emergency room techniques applied to slow-moving problems. Cancer is not an emergency until it's allowed to grow to a point where it's practically threatening your very life. You know, heart disease takes decades to evolve to the point where it gives you a heart attack.
Yeah, nobody will do anything about it until it's at that point.
Because the people who own the word medicine are not interested in doing it the other way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it reminds me of when I was at a dentist and I overheard him talking to one of his other patients, and they said, you've got, looks like the beginnings of two cavities, but it's not bad enough for us to do anything about it yet, so we'll see what it's like next time you're in. It's like, well, so it presupposes there's nothing someone can do to prevent the cavity from, you know, or
from happening.
From healing, and a tooth can heal itself. But nobody talks about that, and that nobody believes it, you know. I mean, it took me a long time to believe that your teeth can actually heal themselves, because I thought, they're hard, bony things.
Right.
And but do a little bit of research, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, you know, if you get the proper environment in your mouth, your teeth are healthy. You don't, they aren't.
And yes, you can reverse even a cavity.
Yeah.
It's possible. But you would have to change your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a problem, because many, many, many don't want to make a change. Because we have all grown up in the environment where we believe that eating in a fast food restaurant is the right thing, or that thinking certain thoughts is okay, or having electronic devices surrounding you without any mitigation of the electromagnetic frequencies all around you is okay. And so that there are these natural consequences in our bodies that fall from the behaviors that we practice. And there's some disconnect between the education we receive about all of this and the results we get.
That's right, and the consequences.
So I think that's what we're going to spend the next 12 months doing. We're going to focus on showing people that how they got where they are and how they can get out of the spot where they find themselves in. Essentially, we're going to show them that they have dug a hole. We're going to show them what the shovel looks like, how they can lay it down and stop digging, and how they can figure out how to fill the hole back up. And there are different types of holds and shapes of holds, and the medical system, the emergency room medicine system, has given all kinds of names to these conditions. These conditions, I already said those names, but starts with arthritis and ends with vitiligo or something like that. They all are essentially caused by the immune system breaking down and the body falling apart. And we are going to show that you can indeed prevent, mitigate, and cure all of these illnesses, but we're going to have to do it without naming them, because it's illegal for us to name them. Else we would be practicing medicine without a license, and we would end up just like the Cherry Growers Association, being attacked by the FDA for practicing medicine without a license and declaring foods as drugs.
And there's a great book, Practicing Medicine Without a License, that says the story of the Pauling therapy for heart disease. And I thought it was quite interesting that in it are stories of real people using their real names and in their own words, talking about how some have been, for they're all former heart patients, and that they've been, over a decade with healthy hearts, and they were on their deathbeds before discovering what they call the hidden Pauling cure. So,
yeah, the forbidden seed.
The forbidden seed. So I'm really excited about what the next year brings.
Well, you're going to have such education, you will not be able to look in the grocery store the same way as you did, and you will certainly have a new perspective on what a drug store is and what it does to you and to your friends and to your family.
Right. So, Martin, if somebody wants to know more about all this hidden secret information, where can they go?
I don't know. No, I do know. They can go to life-enthusiast.com. There's a chance that we will need to redo some of our websites in order to comply with the regulations. There will most likely be the requirements that people who are listening to it sign up and become a member, so that they can read the information that we would normally be able to tell them, but only in a free country. We don't live in a free country. We live in a very regulated country that does not have a freedom of commercial speech. As you can see, I'm feeling somewhat despondent about the situation I find myself in, but I will do my best to work within that situation we have. So it's life-enthusiast.com, and the phone number is 1-866-543-3388. This is Life Enthusiast Cole, restoring vitality to you, to the planet. Welcome to 2010.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.